It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You're gonna get bored by baseball.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
Another thing that I feel we need to pitch and moan about is Jackson Holliday's slow start.
Yeah.
This has been, you know, a panic mode in Baltimore right now about this kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my opinion, it's like any other player that starts off slow. It's going to be glaring, right? If you start off 0-20 in April, everyone's going to talk about it. Everyone's going to, you know, be concerned about it. Do you see anything in this kid's game where Baltimore needs to be concerned about how he's going to develop?
I mean, you're just going to go to like his bloodlines and his roots, right? Like his dad. I mean, he's always going to be like in good hands. But I think it's just a quick reminder of like the big leagues is tough. And I was talking about this the other day. Like if you go to like high school and then the AAA, that huge jump, and then AAA to the big leagues, AAA to the big leagues is the biggest jump you can make. Right. If you go A ball to AAA or low A to double A, they're big jumps. There's the age, but there's not a bigger jump from AAA to the big leagues. And I think it's a quick reminder that just the big leagues is hard.
I agree with that.
The big leagues is really hard and it's a really, really tough place to struggle. And there's not a better place to shine. But luckily the team's winning, right? They're 15-8. So they're kind of like hiding it. But I do admire Baltimore for letting him ride this out. I think he's going to be better for it. He did get a knock last night.
Yep.
And it's wild. I mean, we haven't really seen too much of him, but I was watching a little bit of the game last night and he got a knock and he's at first. And I'm like, this dude is a baby.
Baby face.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a child.
Yeah. And I mean, this, you know, he's got no college experience. But then as soon as you talk about like his struggles, like you just go pull up like his minor league numbers and you're like, this is the best prospect in the game for a reason.
Right.
Like you can't accidentally do those numbers in the minor leagues and even in big league spring training. I hope he turns it around. If he doesn't, I think it's okay. I mean, I went up and down 5 times.
Mm.
A lot of dudes do, you know, I mean, that's why there's, you know, DFAs and a lot of guys get sent around and your options for a reason. It's really, really tough. Like Mike Trout got sent down, right? I mean, it's not rare by any means.
Well, and to name a couple of Hall of Famers that have been off to a slow start in their career, there is some, MLB.com just came out with this the other day about Jackson Holliday. I mean, to name a few, Cal Ripken, he started off slow. Brooks Robinson started off slow. George Brett,
Yep.
I mean, these are massive names that start off slow. It happens.
Yeah.
But when you're a highly touted prospect and you're starting off slow in the social media world,
yep,
everything is blown out of proportion. I think Jackson Holliday is going to be just fine. But kind of what you said, I'm glad Baltimore is giving him an opportunity to have these struggles and to figure it out, because sometimes they're going to be better for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his skin's getting thick, right? His skin's getting thick, and they're doing a good job. They're putting him down at the bottom of the lineup, right? Which is okay. Helping that lineup turn over. You know, a lot of strikeouts, which I think is rare. And one thing that you see with a lot of these like real top prospects is they've literally never struggled, like ever. Like they've been the best player on the field from their 12, like all the way. Yep. So sometimes like you wish for like a little piece of this pie, selfishly. Like this, not that he's like crazy. I mean, I saw his dad talk the other day and I was like, damn, I wish that was my dad, right? Like he's in such good hands. I mean, I'm sure those phone calls to Matt, you know, are great, but which is cool. And we're all pulling for the kid. We really are. No one wants to see this guy struggle.
Absolutely. And on that same note, have you noticed that every Orioles top prospect looks exactly the same?
Yeah, that's a clone. That's a clone.
What is going on?
Yeah, that's a clone.
What is in the water with this?
Yeah, they're up there. I know Under Armour's up there. Probably they're in the factory just doing like EA Sports build a player and bringing them up.
That is exactly what it looks like. I mean, it's like how AI would develop like a top prospect. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's not a bad model to follow because that team's freaking good. And their AAA team, bring that whole team up. Change some of these, swap them out, right? These kids want to play, swap them out. I guarantee that AAA team will be more competitive than some of these guys you see nightly.
Well, and that's the scary thing about Baltimore too. If I'm a veteran on that team and I get hurt, you know there's a 22-year-old kid waiting in the wings to take your spot, and he's going to take it.
So, right there in Norfolk, Virginia, where it's pretty hard to hit homers right there on the water.
I
mean, it's a launching pad for these kids. They're playing home run derby during the game.
Yeah. So if I'm a veteran on the Orioles, I'm watching my ass pretty closely to make sure I'm staying healthy. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it was cool to watch Jackson Holliday come up. And it just showed it's a young man's, young kid's game right now, the excitement coming up. And then I think you got to start talking about the Paul Skeens chatter, right?
Yep.
I mean, when this dude comes up, I mean, it's going to be all eyes on that game for sure, and well-deserved.
Well, and I just saw an interview with Paul Skeens, actually, and he admitted that he grew up an Angels fan.
Mm.
And the Angels and Pirates play each other in, I believe, about 10 days.
Huh.
So how cool would that be if he can pitch against his hometown favorite team? I hope that happens.
Yeah, I hope it does too, but I mean, I'm not trying to watch this guy for four innings or three innings, right? Like, let's get his pitch count up. Let's get it right. You know, let's get him into the seventh and eighth, or at least 85 to 90 pitches. I'd hate for him to come up and he's out of the game in the third, and here we go because he's not ready, right? Like, get his pitch count up, get his innings up, get him up around that 100 mark, and then bring him on in.
I agree. But that's another, like you said, it's a young man's game right now. And that's exciting. It's only good for baseball to have this youth, right?
Right.
We need that.
Well, and then how about Pittsburgh? I mean, you talk, that's the best trade deadline acquisition you can get, because you know they're going to be in the wild card. You know they're going to be playing well. And like, oh, yep, now it's Paul Skeens. Let's push that button.
I agree. It's a good thing. It's an evolving game. And I'm glad it's happening. We need it.
Yep.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.